another case of not being able to fault the effort, but the result's not what you want.
Yeah, I weren't pleased with the effort in the first 8 minutes, as much as, you know, every time we tried to catch a ball, we dropped it. All we did was defend. I think it took 8 minutes to touch the ball, so I thought we were soft in that first 7-8 minutes defensively. Real soft, as big and as strong for Fita as I thought we made him look superhuman. But we kind of got a grip of it and started winning a few rucks defensively and give ourselves a chance to start getting stuff right and getting numbers in the right place and getting some line speed. So that took a bit longer. But to be 20-0 down, to show great character and get great fight back to then finish up in front by a couple of points. But it's just where we're at in regarding just getting the quality and making the right players and when to make the play and when not to make the play. And we just got the message on, let's see the game out from here now, let's manage it real well, and not necessarily stick it up our jumper, but on the first set we throw the ball forward, so that killed us, and then we score a try out back of it, and then we're chasing the game. We just about get over the line with Curtis there, and he disallows it, and then we give us a stupid penalty. It's not the first one we've done like that, and then we lose a guy for 10 minutes and they score a couple of tries when the game's gone. Them are the margins, and I'm saying the same things. We've got to fix it up because it's the same people, similar people we'll have to pick in our next game 2 weeks' time, and some of that stuff we can't fix up on training day either. So we've got to get better, and the margins at the moment, you know, as much as we should be winning a game with 26 points, I thought with some of the 50-50s we could have even got past the 40. We would have made that right decision, but kicking game were decent. Like I say, I thought we challenged them enough with the ball, but just shot ourselves in the foot on and them with the margins at this level.
You think that sin binning was harsh, Neil, because it definitely turned the course of the game?
Yeah, I'll have to watch it properly. I had a quick look back on the footage there, but probably could have been avoided. Not necessarily, I mean, he's got out his way to do it either. Just silly. We had the ball in the first half on the try line, ball in hand, and we give a dissent penalty. Fuck, we not score, we finish up defending. It's rubbish, absolutely rubbish. Rubbish at its highest order. And I've just told the players that as well.
Did you think it was a try from Norton?
I couldn't see. I was on the opposite side there. So a tough one. I did well to get in around there. We're unlucky on a couple of kicks. I thought we were crooksy, and we just weren't smart enough with Greg, what we spoke about, chasing the kicks and falling off the back. So yeah, I thought, like I said, you know, attacking wise we weren't a million miles off. We subtly changed a couple of things and tried to play on the back of some stuff this week and caused them a bit of problem, and making metres isn't usually a problem for our guys. It was just about challenging them more, you know, when we do get the right to play quick, and we spoke about making sure we earned the right to do that as well, and I thought whilst we're a bit more patient this week, it was more efficient for us. But again, just small things in a game, you know, small decisions, your 50-50s and some stuff that we can control that we're not doing, they're hurting us individually.
Chris was very complimentary towards Jamie Acton. He thought that you had a big say on the game, and he turned it around into him.
They were brilliant, yeah. Just carried the ball strong. Spoke about post-contact meters, and Jamie did that. Just worked hard, kept moving his feet. Everything we're asking of our middles at the moment, and he epitomised that. So, and it'll be one of the things that'll, through these sticky periods with a few injuries that we've still got, having to give a lot of game time out to some good young guys. Jamie made his Super League debut this year. At the end of it, he'll be one of them with a few others who's got some experience in him, and we'll be better for it next year. But we've just, you know, it's not just about experiences this year, because there's a war at the end of it. So we've got to make sure that whatever competition we're in, individually, we fix some things up. There's some stuff we can't control, but a lot of things we can control, and them things too often are letting this team down.
Seemed to be a bit more zipper around half-back as well with Ryan.
Yeah, I thought he did well, Ryan. You know, he's been begging for a chance there, and we've kind of gone down that route with him, so we keep working with that. He's kicking, like I say, he threatened him with his kicking, and a couple of times challenged the line, and you think, you know, if we get another go at that and some more practice, he'll get a little bit better at that. So, yeah, like I said, there were some positives come out of it. We get a weekend off next weekend, which is a big one for us, I think. You know, I'd like to be in the Challenge Cup, but given the injuries, you know, we lost Lachlan Burr today, he couldn't return. We lost Liam Mudd, who couldn't return. So we're doing a bit tough on that aspect. Harrison Hansen, you know, lumps everywhere and blood bins. So we need to get some bodies back. Hopefully, you know, come the Magic weekend, we'll have two or three bodies coming back in and around that team now. It's going to give us that little bit of experience and take a bit of load off some of the younger guys. But again, I thought some of the younger guys did real well today.
How did Gareth Hutt come through? It was his first game for
us. Yeah, probably, you know, lungs were getting a bit tight early on. You kind of get that in your first game back for a few weeks. So we wanted to try and get him out there but not be detrimental to the team. I don't think he's had any further injury on his leg. So, again, we'll assess him. We've got 2 weeks now to patch some people up, which we will need, I think, to be fair. And then, you know, we'll see where we're at coming in a couple of weeks' time.
What were the two injuries to Lachlan
Burr? Lachlan was his groin. So, again, hopefully not a bad one there, but you know, maybe a couple of weeks. And Leibold was his knee. I think it was just somebody come flying out of the back there and whacked him on the side with a boot. So nothing malicious in that, just a clumsy one. But he couldn't return either. Yeah. Cheers.
If anyone wants to do the red, he'll do it here, because Chez is already doing it.
Oh.